Veterans Voice is a show that connects veterans and active members of the military to qualified guests who help you find programs and benefits you qualify for and discuss housing, education, career training, and other topical matters. Every show addresses issues that affect your life. Call in and share your experience. 781-837-4900.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boy, this is like paying at the Boston Garden. We've got a standing room only crowd here for those ancient sports fans. We've got 13,909 in attendance waiting for basketball tip-off from high above courtside. We're here to try to put some order to tonight's show. Thank you, everybody. Hello to all listeners out there, both on WATD and WMEX, and certainly REITs Across America. Marshfield Community Media helps us out. They play our video, and the REITs Across America REIT plays our show three times a week. So we're really happy that we're getting this exposure, because we've got a lot of things happening here in New England and Massachusetts. But before we get into what's going on in the veterans community, one of our really good friends and key friends is here to talk about a program that they have together, and Jonathan Grabowski from Marshfield Community Media. Jonathan, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Greg. It's so fun to be in the studio after so many years of working with you and watching the show, to be honest. It's actually a big difference.
Imagine.
Life goals.
Usually, I don't know whether I'm less control when I come to see you or when I'm here, but here's the only time I'm sitting still.
No, you're doing great, and congratulations on all the so many years of doing it. It shows the commitment and the passion that you have.
Well, 10 years, and Carolyn and I joked that this is about a 2,375th women veteran show. Not that we have a passion to women veterans, but we got about 100 of them here in the
studio. It's ladies' night.
It's ladies' night. But Jonathan, tell us about your night, and maybe some of the ladies would like to come down if you still
absolutely
have some room.
So tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Winslow's at Green Harbor Golf Club is MCM's first ever fundraiser. Tee up to gear up. We're going to be taking over the driving range area at Winslow's.
Nice.
We have some great food, amazing raffle prizes, and the funding and the proceeds from this event go to our FY25 capital campaign. As some people may know, MCM, Marshfield Community Media, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And what's different about us being a nonprofit is that a lot of our costs are very equipment heavy. So we're looking to replace two major items in FY25, one being a production switcher that's been with us since we moved into what I still call our new facility back in 2014. And that's got a lot of miles on it, so it's time for it to retire.
Yep.
And then our broadcast server, which is the central nervous system, what we do. We're looking to upgrade that. So we're talking about how can we raise money to help help cover the costs. And we said, let's do a really fun evening.
Nice.
Fundraiser. So
nice.
It's going to be – so we're almost sold out, Greg. If anyone's listening, there's only a few spots left. But if you can't make it, we have some amazing raffle items that you can purchase tickets online for.
How about if people just show up and just watch what's going on?
Yeah.
And maybe you could coerce some of them to leave a couple of bucks in the barrel.
Absolutely.
Before they get out of there,
Absolutely.
But what a night of entertainment. Watch a lot of people that maybe don't play golf get up and make fools of themselves.
And that's perfect, because when we talked about doing some sort of golf thing, we wanted to make it so everyone had fun.
Yeah.
So it's not a tournament. We're actually taking a game that Winslow's has on their virtual computerized system.
That's too serious.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's going to be a points game, so there's going to be a trophy that goes to the winner of the points game. We're also going to have a long drive competition and a closest to the pin competition.
Beautiful.
There's going to be some really cool prizes for that
beautiful.
As well.
That's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. at Winslow's at Green Harbor.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'd encourage you. Now, how about if people want to get in touch with you before then? How about a phone number for Jonathan?
Sure. So they can call the station at 781-837-4384 or go to our website, www.marshfieldcommunitymedia.com. jgrabowski.com, or they can email me at jgrabowski@marshfieldcommunitymedia.com.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Jonathan, you've been so patient with me and what we've done here. And
Craig, you're easy.
I feel bad because it's we go from emergency to emergency, but I think we got a nice program and a nice partnership that we've worked with each other almost 10 years. And, with God's luck, it'll be another 10 years.
Can I just mention one thing, Greg?
Of course.
So I want to talk about some of these amazing raffle items. We are really fortunate that the Marshall business community has really, really supported us. So we have a Taste of Marshall basket with gift cards from several restaurants. The South Shore Hive, which is a networking group in Marshfield, a bunch of their members donated things. So we have a, quote, buzz basket. We have tickets to Levitate Festival, Red Sox tickets. One of my favorite raffle items is our Bruins basket, which is a signed photo of from Brandon Carlo and a signed jersey from Hall of Famer Johnny Busick.
Wow. Number nine.
Yeah, number nine. So we're really excited about that.
Number nine, he's still alive.
So we have some amazing, amazing raffle items.
Wow, that's – and so 6 to 9 people are going to be showing up?
Yep, 6 to 9.
And it's at the Winslow's
– At Green Harbor Golf Club.
At Green Harbor Golf Club. Is that where they should – well, people that signed up, they already know where it is.
Yeah, they know.
But it's famous in Marshfield. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan, thanks a lot for taking the time to come in and share with us this great event you got going.
No, thanks for having me, Greg. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, and I'm going to see if it's not too cold. I might come over and have a pint or three. So we'll see.
But buy your raffle ticket.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Absolutely. That's right. That's what I'm looking forward to. I want to win the Johnny Busick jersey. Mm-hmm. I think we could wear it here. I think they'd allow it. Jonathan, thank you so
Take
much
care,
for
Greg.
Coming
thank
in, buddy.
Thank you so much.
And let me know if there's anything else we can do for your next event as well.
All right. Thank you.
All right, kid. Take care. Have a good night.
Good luck on your event.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Almost sold out, but tomorrow night, Green Harbor Golf Club, be there. And, nobody's going to judge. Everybody's going to laugh a little bit, No professionals. There might be a couple of big hitters there, but doesn't matter. We can make fun of them too. So now to get to the point of the evening with this band of ladies here, Thelma Louise and Louise and Louise.
And I'm glad I'm outnumbered tonight. I really
Tampa,
am.
We'll
this
take
is
over.
This is nice.
Yeah, what a night. Yep, I was talking. With Audrey Constance today about lady veterans and how you're the fastest growing segment of the population and what an unbelievable contribution the women veterans have been making for the last 50 years with recognition finally coming. And what a great state that we live in that we're so able to have. In addition to a barrel of VA federal benefits that we provide for people, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has another barrel of benefits. They don't come through the VA. They're totally different from the VA, and they can sit on top of each other, side by side. Enrolling in one does not preclude the exclusion of enrolling in the other one. And tonight, joining us for the first time, is from the new cabinet director's offices. Holy cow.
Yeah. Office of Veterans Services.
Yeah, they added another letter. EOVS or something. Yeah. Jessica, welcome, dear. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Your inauguration and your launching into the Veterans Voice Network here.
Thank you. That's not scary.
No?
Well, we're not Wolf, friends.
Wolfie isn't here yet. I'm going to go get you something that we have for first time attendees that Wolfie put together. But Jessica, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of your background, and what you're going to be doing with the... with Mr. Santiago.
Yes. So thank you for having me.
Sure.
By the way, Greg.
Sure.
So I actually was in the Navy, 93 to 96, got out, really felt lost, I'll be honest with you, went through a lot. And so I didn't recognize my veteran identity for 20 years. And it wasn't until I finished up my doctoral program I got the opportunity to become a director of a resource center for veterans at a community college in Massachusetts. And that's where I started to meet other veterans, talk about their experiences, their journeys, and really build this new identity for myself, a new part of myself that I had not acknowledged for so many years. And it also gave me the opportunity to meet other women veterans with similar stories, similar experiences, and similar challenges and achievements. So working in higher ed for over 18 years, being able to work in a student affairs environment, really working on all the other aspects outside of the classroom.
Oh, sure.
It helped me to grow a lot.
Sure.
And
be more tolerant, maybe? You've seen so much more?
No, but the funny thing is I don't use tolerance because it's like when you put up with your older brother, you know, and their shenanigans.
Yeah.
But more opening my eyes to incredible diversity.
Yeah.
Intersectionality, how many identities we have and how we navigate the world, how we see the world, how we interact with one another. And then I had been in the role for over 5 years, and this opportunity came up to for the director position for the Women Veterans Network with EOVS. And I've been there since around Thanksgiving. And
congratulations. Welcome to the team.
Thank you. And it's been incredible. We've made a lot of different changes. We've had opportunities to do more, and we're going to continue to do more.
Well, when Mr. Santiago was on, and we have the films buried in the archives, so we have it that he shook my hand right there and promised us more money.
Okay.
You know, and he promised us money for outreach.
Ah.
Which was... It's you know, some of the things with the VA are the world's biggest kept secrets. And no offense, but some of your benefits as well.
Right.
You know, from Gold Star benefit program to the Welcome Home benefit program.
Yes, yes.
To
annuities.
All for the annuity. All
Chapter 115.
Chapter 115. Mm-hmm. We're and this is lying on top of a barrel of VA benefits.
Yeah. I mean, property tax...
Abatements.
Yeah. All the fancy words.
Yeah. We'd like to talk about property tax abatements, but I think at this point we need to take our first break. So we'll come back to talk about property tax abatements and talk to our other 104 guests that we have in the studio tonight. So take it away, Larry. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio. We wanna welcome Franklin Cummins Institute of Technology as our new sponsor. One of the wonderful areas that they have are all sorts of technical programs that you can really use as a fast track to a myriad of careers in the electronics industry. And believe me, I was director of career services at ITT Tech for a while, and as director of career services, it was important for us to recruit veterans to bring them out there, and we were 100% effective recruiting veterans, and it wasn't just because they were smart, but they were. But they were punctual, they were persistent, they were, you know, all the things that we all know is why many times a company will hire a veteran because they're a veteran, never mind of what he or she did in the service. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesse, now you're seeing so many more qualified women coming out into the workforce.
Yes, absolutely. And coming from higher ed, I actually advised academically as well as with career. And one of the things that I supported was that belief in self. because a lot of times when you're enlisted, for example, you know, if you're in the lower levels, like, you know, E1 through, I don't know, E4, the leadership opportunities might not be there as much as when you get higher up.
Sure.
So I think anytime you can help a veteran to build their self-esteem and confidence in what they're doing and their ability to learn, because so many, like myself, had math phobia, English challenges, and so letting them understand how amazing they are and how much they have to contribute is so critical to growth and to belief in self.
Well, and the fact that women are helicopter pilots and the most dangerous mm-hmm. of combat battle conditions.
Yes.
I have a hard time processing that. I admire the courage mm-hmm. and the training and the courage to fly those, you know, they don't have any shelter. They don't have any protection against bullets. They're almost all skin. I mean, it's almost like the skin on your submarine.
Don't go down that road.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, and just to contrast to that, though, a friend of mine, she's a veteran, and her husband is not, and has a veteran's plate. And I can't tell you how many times we'll be somewhere, and they'll go up to her husband and say, "Thank you for your service." And he'll say, "I didn't serve." And, you know, I still think the public really has there's a missing part there that they don't view women as a veteran.
And that's really why we do things like this show. You know, mm-hmm. get out there and just say, wait a second, you know, these women are serving every day. Squeaky microphone. Women are serving every day in all different situations and different specialties, and you know they are coming back with these phenomenal skills and personal attributes. Like when I work working at the VA, so this is Carolyn Mason Wally. I'm the Woman Veterans Program Manager at the VA and a longtime guest on Ladies Night for WWE.
And you know our door is open, so you've been known to just show up from time to time.
Sure. But working at the VA, we employ a lot of veterans, and it's really interesting to, because I can almost always pick out when somebody has served. And I, the qualities that they come to work with and the qualities that they have in their interactions in their daily life are just that much more. And
it's polish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And if I could, I just want to reintroduce our dear friend Susan Katz.
Hi, everybody.
She has a new mask on tonight. She's not with AC Triple X LMNOP anymore.
Get a map.
Now it's just Hanscom Federal Credit Union.
Nice and easy for you to say. That's, finally.
Finally, I got it right just about the first time. Sue, thanks a lot for coming in tonight.
I'm happy to be here. Always on Ladies Night.
Always, you know, you're a big contributor, and you're out there constantly in the field talking to. Boy, how many veterans do you meet in the course of a year?
I would say close to 30,000 a year.
I bet. Active duty
and veteran.
Yeah,
community.
I mean hundreds and hundreds every week at different yellow ribbon things, and mm-hmm. you're going here and weekends and nights, and you're
and
out there, kid.
Thankfully, with my new organization that I'm working with, I'm still out there teaching. I'm still out there at events, and I still can do one-on-ones with all my veterans. But also, I join them because, guess what? They have financial counselors at every branch. So if I'm busy, there's somebody else that you can talk to, too.
Nice. And who... How would anybody want to get in touch with you now? What methodology should we choose? Phone number, email, what would you prefer?
Okay, my cell phone always remains the same. It's 857-636-1825. And my email now is skatz@hfcu.org.
Beautiful. It's a great organization. It's been around for many years.
Yep.
I know they've been a supporter for many years of Veterans Voice, and We hope you can bring them back now. I don't think they've attended for the last couple of years.
Oh, I've got volunteers that are supposed to come down to the big music festival.
All right. Well, you'll be judged.
And I will definitely be both at the Women's Veterans Network Conference because I am still on the committee, and at the event this coming weekend as well.
So we got two events. What's going on?
Two events. So we start off this weekend on Saturday with a conference called Women Veterans Engage, and it is being hosted by the Bedford VA, but it is at the UMass Lowell North Star campus, which is in Lincoln. And it is from 9 to 4. And if you go on to Bedford VA's, onto their Facebook page or their website or on womenveteransengage.com, you can find out more about this this great event. But the themes of this event are engagement and empowerment and connection.
There's going to be guest speakers and a conference going
guest
on?
Guest speakers, food, networking, giveaways. It is hosted by Women Veterans Engage, which is a national organization. And locally, it is being hosted by Bedford VA's. Their outreach coordinator and their women veterans program manager have gotten together with this organization to bring it here to the Northeast. So if you're around, head on over to UMass Lowell.
If I could throw in, even if you're only mildly interested, you don't have to go with a mission. You can just go to find out what you don't know.
And check us resources.
And how many tables do you think are going to be there?
Loads of them. I know there's information about the PACT Act, toxic exposure screenings will be happening, health and wellness activities, VA healthcare enrollment, disability claims assistance.
And when you say VA healthcare enrollment, you can sign people up right at the spot, can you not?
Yes.
With appointments like within a week or so?
Yes.
Wow. Folks, can you hear that? I mean, all you non-veterans out there that are looking for a primary care physician, see if you can find one that's going to see you within a week. And when, by the way, we'll give you free prescriptions. Oh, by the way, we'll give you free hearing aids. Oh, by the way, we'll give you free glasses. I mean, if that's not worth the trip to Brockton once every 6 months to meet with some fabulous people like Carolyn. And Carolyn, it's the attitude of the people that work within the VA, within the Commonwealth of Mass, the VSOs that are out there. You can make a lot more money in a lot different fields. Mm-hmm. But maybe you're not going to get your back scratched.
Yeah.
Like you do in this community.
When I came to the VA, to work at the VA, I was impressed by how many people not only had been working there for a long time, but like 30, 40, 50 years long time, because they believe in the mission and they believe in the service and they believe in honoring veterans and caring for veterans. And that is what has kept me going back there for the last 22, 23 years. So,
Most definitely. And lest I forget, the love of our life, Jenny Babcock, is here tonight. Hey. Jenny.
I'm here. I'm here in the bathroom.
Thank you very much. She was kind enough to work with the Mass Coalition for Suicide Prevention and presented a check to us here last week for $300 that we're applying towards the next food drive through and you know, we'll put it to good use. I don't know, Jess, if you know of our food drive throughs.
So I know of some in Central Mass, so I'd love to learn more.
We've been doing one for almost 4 years now.
Wonderful.
And we give away about 10,000 pounds of food a month now. And we started it for just veterans. But the food insecurity program was so big, we opened it up to everybody. So we the second Thursday of every month, we have a bunch of cones and Conehead volunteers, all the goon squatters out there. There's maybe 20 or 30 volunteers that package all the food that we've had donated for the last month. And as the cars come in, we ask how many people in your group, and we fill up every car with as much food and of high nutritional value. Some funny things like cases of Pepsi Cola. You know, Pepsi's been very kind to us. But we even have some food for our furry friends. Oh, wow. We have dog food and cat food. So we had about 100 cars in line last week when we opened. So I'd ask you, Jess, to come down and take a look at it and to see what it's like, because we have so much fun. The Goon Squad is here. It's the same folks every week that just help out. And I've said it many times, I don't know who smiles more leaving, the person that received the food or the person that handed the food out. And folks come from New Hampshire to volunteer to give food out. They come from Millis. They come from Milford. They come from Downside. They come from everywhere. And then when they come here, they look around and all of a sudden, they belong. And it's that feeling of belonging. I think that Wolfie and his sister and I have put together so that we bring in all these, not outcasts, but people that haven't taken advantage of the system yet. Come on in, the water's fine, it's not that hard. And we've got a whole bunch of VSOs out there that do nothing but give you money and provide you paths to services that maybe you didn't know about. And Carolyn, how many times do you talk to people and they say, oh, I didn't know I could get that. Oh, I didn't know it was that easy. You're shaking your head.
I'm right with you because that's definitely what I hear. I talked to somebody yesterday afternoon who, 20 some odd years after getting out of the military, she finally realized that she was eligible for VA care. And the way she's working right now, contract to contract, she doesn't have a steady health insurance. Come on over.
Yeah.
She's eligible. Yeah. You know, we're going to get her in and get her going. And that's the benefit of this kind of network, because she heard about what we could offer by talking to somebody who worked for another organization that we met at, some conference or
what
some
a great
Veterans Affairs.
We've got.
You never know, incredible. Folks, yeah. Who is going to be there and who has your tax abatement for your home that you were really struggling this month. And
Or know somebody that knows somebody that can help
exactly.
You out with something else.
Yes, yeah. In this group, we can help almost everybody that needs almost anything.
Gypsies.
That's what we do. Justin, you've been there. That's how you and I met, was at the
yeah.
trade shows.
At one of the trade shows, and we talked about, at the time we were building the wall in Fall River, but I talked about VVA, Vietnam Veterans of America, our organization, what we do and what we lobby for, and what we've been lobbying for almost 45 years. Part of it was the PAC Act.
Yeah.
And as I'm honored to be here tonight with all these lovely ladies, it's nice to see veteran women, because I met some women at the last conference, and it is. I see the younger veteran women are coming in more numbers. And
yeah.
And we have eight on the wall, our angels. We have eight nurses that were on the wall for Vietnam, 26,000 served during it. But we lost eight. And unfortunately, one nurse died 4 days at the end after. She died on April 4th, 75, of wounds she sustained. Those are our angels that we carry with us as Vietnam veterans. So.
Well, and here we are saluting all of the modern angels that we have out there. But at this point, Larry, why don't we take a halftime break? We'll be back to talk about the PACT Act and some veterans that might not have been available for benefits in the past. You'd be surprised what options might be available today for you. So take it away, lad. We'll be back. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio, here on Ladies Night. We've had Jonathan Grabowski come in, and so we've taken a little time away from the ladies, and we have to have Justin has a bit of announcement that we need to make that I think we should take some time for. So before we get started, Justin.
Yeah, I just want to welcome all my Vietnam Veterans of America members, who many of the delegates and directors I met down in Silver Spring this past week, and to the board of directors and my regional directors. I welcome you to the show and all the members. And in a future cast coming up in next month, I believe May 9th, we're going to be doing a Parkinson's show.
Yeah.
And one of our top Vietnam veteran members will be on that show live. And we won't make that announcement right now, but
may want to make an announcement, and it's a disease,
right?
And we have some of the world's greatest technologists available coming up in Quincy at our event between Michael J. Fox, National Parkinson's Foundation, Mass General Hospital, 110 Fitness, Jenny Babcock. I mean, we've got...
The list goes on.
It goes on. But
And I'd like to also welcome all the other veterans that I've met this past week, from Virginia to Kentucky, down into California and back, to welcome to the show, because I know they said they'd be listening in tonight. And also to the folks on the plane that aren't veterans that wanted to hear about it. So welcome to tonight's show.
Welcome. And I just want to remind everybody that the Parkinson's problem is decimating the veterans community. According to VA statistics, 11% of all Parkinson's sufferers are veterans. 11%. That's 11 times the national percentage of people that have served. It should be 1%. But because of the toxins, because of the Agent Orange, Pink Blue, the world of Skittles, Justin brought in an unbelievable poster tonight identifying the levels of toxicity that we produced.
Yeah, I mean, everyone just thinks of the Agent Orange, but there was blue and green and different colors for what they were trying to accomplish. The blue was for the killing of the crops, and a lot of them were defoliating the jungles in different degrees of destruction. So when we talk about Agent Orange, it actually encompasses white, all the way down to the white Agent Orange. And we're going to have that up on our website, and you'll be able to see it. So
very good. Thanks. Well, ladies, one of the things, and we touched on it a little bit, is the PACT Act. And the PACT Act opens up some new doors, I think. Could you just speak briefly about that? That's kind of a national, it's more of a national program. But I'm hopeful that a lot of vets that applied to the VA before that weren't accepted might have new parameters of acceptance. So
sure.
Take a shot and go see what's going on.
Sure. There's PACT Act of 2022, Public Law 117-168. What this did is really expanded healthcare eligibility for three different groups of people. First is those that participated in toxic exposure risk activity, and it's defined in the law, but it's when your exposure was due to the type of work you were doing in the military. One was due to the second cohort is the people that were assigned to specific duty stations, and then the third cohort are veterans who deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Freedom Sentinel, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation New Dawn, and Operation Inherent Resolve and Resolute Support Mission. So a lot of different categories of people out there that have had various degrees of toxic exposure. If you're questioning whether this has had an impact on you or whether it can help you to have VA healthcare eligibility, please reach out and find out. Like, come on in and we'll walk you through it. Also, if you're a veteran who's enrolled in the VA healthcare already, but you're group 7 or 8, please come in and connect with
us.
What
does that mean?
Different priorities based on all the different eligibilities.
Okay.
7 and 8 are the lowest, I guess, eligibility. But if they're 7 or 8 and they have had one of these exposures, that could bump them up into a different category. And for instance, if they had a copay for a medication, it could wipe out that copay. Or
but this could be from the oil rig fires, perhaps the exposure
burn pits,
to burn pits,
sure.
Exposure to asbestos, exposure to Camp Lejeune water, and other places that had dirty water.
So if you think you're not feeling well, go and find out. The VA wants to talk to you because, you know, the signal, if you come in, I know that the VA and the Commonwealth of Mass are both doing a lot of studies about long-term health. Mm-hmm. They want to take a look and see where you are today and chart your progress, because you never know, your chart might save somebody else's life.
Sure.
But there, down the road.
We also want to do some of the screenings that are particular to women. So, for instance, the Service Act really looks at these toxic exposures and coupling that with family histories of breast cancer, and how does that impact the women who have served. And so we're doing risk assessments and looking at people as young as like 30 years old. And do we need to follow them with serial mammograms or get a baseline mammogram at that time?
Wow.
So that we're making sure that we're catching anything early.
Boy, it's a different army.
It definitely is.
It's a different army, ladies. But it's about time that we're supporting them. And Carolyn, you talk very highly about the progress made with the women veterans hospitals in the area.
Sure.
And that the women don't feel as threatened. They have maybe their own private entrance and their own little worlds assigned now.
Yeah, and I actually sat in on a presentation today of a research study that we've been participating in since 2017, and they're looking at experiences of harassment by women veterans at the VA, and the levels of harassment that are being reported have decreased significantly over the last however many years that is, 7 years. And
it's a good sign.
We're continuing to, you know, to...
Is it part of that acceptance, male acceptance, that
you
ain't going away? Yeah. Hey, they look at, they moved in. Yeah. You know?
You know something?
Culture change takes time.
Yeah. Yes, it does. And if there's a woman veteran out there that's still a little bit nervous about what's going on at the VA, I urge them to come out to the Women's Veteran Network Conference and meet some of the other female veterans and the civilians that support you.
And what's the story with the Women Veterans Conference?
So it's actually being held at the Doubletree in Leominster, Massachusetts on May 4th. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we have over 20 organizations, so there's exhibitor tables. We have a lot of different breakout sessions. So Sue happens to be one of our incredible presenters. I could have used financial wellness probably about 20 years ago. But there's also the American Red Cross doing events, OBTT, which is about getting into the workforce. And also the Women Veterans Advisory Committee through the governor will be there to talk about a new survey.
Wow, nice, very nice. And it's going to be May the 4th.
May the 4th.
At the Doubletree Inn in Leominster.
Yes.
I've been to several conferences there. They really do a stand-up job. The conference rooms are big and open, and They do a nice job of serving everybody, you know. And how could, like, some boys go maybe, or boys not invited?
So we're all about, what I love about working and getting to know women veterans is we love our allies. And I think it's important to have allies from everywhere that are out there to support us and, you know, just show the love. And yeah. So, yes, there's, you know, it's a great opportunity to meet so many other women veterans and just hear their stories.
And you never yeah. know. It only takes one person. Mm-hmm. It might not be somebody at a table. It might not be the conference director. It might be Sue that has a solution to the tax thing that they haven't wondered, oh, I'm a vet, what happens, you know. So it only takes one. And at this point in time, I'd like to introduce the one and only Kevin McKenna. Kevin, how are you, my dearest buddy? I'm going to start taking you on my tax returns. How you doing tonight, brother?
Greg, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for letting me get on the air tonight.
No problem, Kevin. What do you got going on?
Well, this Sunday, on the 28th of April, the Rockland Eagles at 29 Park Street in Rockland, we are hosting our first ever Sid's Poker Run. And this is very, very close and dear to us because one of our members lost a brother to this. And this is the first time we're doing it, and we're having a Sid's Poker Run. That's going to start off at the Rockland Eagles on Sunday at 11 o'clock and go to the Lakeville Eagles. And then after that, they're going to go to the 49ers in Bridgewater. Then they're going to stop at the Eagles in Weymouth. And then they're going to end up back at the Rockland Eagles. And we're going to have a great day. We have an Elvis Presley impersonator by the name of Demetrius.
Oh, I know Demetrius. I know him. He's a buddy of mine.
Oh, good. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Ben on WMEX. Yeah. He said he's a friend, too.
Yeah.
And I guess he's got a very good following. And he's reached out to us and said he'd like to donate his time to help us with the Sid's Poker Run. So once the poker run starts at 11 o'clock, it's going to end at probably around 2 o'clock. And then we're going to have gift bags, 50-50 raffles, lottery raffles, and silent auction items. And all this is going to go to the Sid's Poker Run. And this is going to be at the Rockland Eagles at 29 Park Street in Rockland. And
Kevin, how do we sign up for this, or who do we contact?
All you have to do is show up at the Rockland Eagles that day prior to 11 o'clock and pay your $20 donation fee. Or you could stop by ahead of time at the Rockland Eagles and drop off your prize raffle or a donation or whatever. But it's just going to be a wonderful day. The weather's going to be fantastic. It's going to be like 65 degrees out on Sunday.
Nice. Well, God's going to look down on you for putting this on together, Kevin. And we appreciate you taking the time to call in tonight. And once again, folks, non-riders, I mean, can they just show up at 2 o'clock in Rockland and partake in the...
Show up, donate $20, participate. Get a barbecue luncheon.
Nice.
And participate in the raffles and have a good time.
Nice.
And just meet a great group of guys and girls.
Nice.
It's all about networking and improving the quality of life for our families that are out there.
Well, like we said tonight, Kevin, you never can tell who you're going to meet at one of these events. You know, it only takes one person to change someone's life forever. So we thank you what you're doing, and we hope you have a great sunny day and you know, I'm sure we'll talk to you again as your next event comes around.
That you will, because we have our special needs prom coming up on June 1st, and I would love to have you and Wolfie there.
Oh boy!
To see what.
Now, do we have to? Does he have to go as my date? I mean, have you seen him in an evening gown?
I'm going to put you guys to work. You're going to be serving food.
Okay,
serving desserts.
Oh, we can do that. We can do that. All right, you got a deal then. We're in.
God bless, Greg. Thank you very much. I invite everybody to show up on April 28th, this Sunday, at the Rockland Eagles at 29 Park Street, and let's make a difference for the Sid's Poker Foundation.
Sounds great, Kevin. Take care, and thanks again for calling in tonight and doing what you do for all sorts of different members in the community. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Hey, Greg.
God bless, bro. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes, dear.
So I actually, listening to Kevin, it just dawned on me we didn't tell people how to find out information about the Women Veterans Conference next Saturday.
See the way we are?
May 4th. So.
You know, trying to steal the ladies' night away from us.
Yeah, you know. You know, where's Wolfie when we need him?
There you go.
That's why we have you.
Might be the next clinger.
That's why we have you wonderful ladies on, because we haven't got a clue. So take it away.
So I think the easiest way, because if I give you www.5000words, is when you go Google, just Google Massachusetts Women Veterans Network. That'll bring you to our website. And if you click on the link to events, you can click on each event that's coming up and register.
Great.
And the other thing I want to let folks know is if you can't make it to Leominster, we are going to be live streaming. So any session want to go to, you just click on the Zoom link and register, and you can attend the event.
Nice.
The
Very
other
nice.
Thing I want to plug, because I'm stealing the show.
Go for it.
In June, for Women Veterans Recognition Day on June 12th, we are going to be at the Quincy Marriott, and we're going to have a luncheon from 11 to 1:30, and the theme is going to be about self-care, because one of the things I have to say that is so amazing about women veterans is they're always doing everything for everybody else. So this is about your time, and that's going to be the theme.
Wow.
And we're going to give away very supportive goodies so that you can pamper yourself and feed you, because I'm Italian. We love food. So please, you know, hopefully you can join us. And we have registration links for all of these events. And also the next day, the Deborah Sampson Awards ceremony will be at the State House. We will be celebrating our recipient.
And when will that be?
That is going to be, oh, my goodness, at 11 a.m. To 12:30.
On when?
That's going to be June 13th on a Thursday.
Okay, very nice. Very nice. Well, I hope that someone calls me that night. We'll be live down in Fall River.
Wonderful.
At the Vietnam War.
Yeah, but we'd want to announce the latest Deborah Sampson Award winner for sure. And at this point, Larry, I think we need to take one more break before our sponsors jump up and yell. We only got a few minutes left. We've been getting talking away with all these great guests. But Kev, Larry, Joe, Herman. Curly. Anybody else in there?
Go to commercial. Just all you veterans out there, I know it's that time of year again, but if you're not feeling well, if you need someone to talk to, please dial 988 at the prompt, press 1. Someone there wants to talk to you. So reach out if you're not feeling well. We all do it. We all say it, but we want you to do it. 988, press 1.
And we all have our ups and downs, folks. So no embarrassment. Nobody's there to judge you. They got trained professionals there waiting to take your call. 988 at the prompt, press 1. Carolyn, my dear.
One last thing. On Wednesday, May 1st at 4 p.m., we will be hosting a Women Veterans Teletown Hall. So all you need is a telephone for it. If you are a woman veteran that has been to the VA in the last 3 years and you live in Massachusetts or Rhode Island, you should get a call. And just stay on the line to join us, and you'll be able to ask any of your questions of VA leadership, both healthcare, benefits, National Cemetery, vet centers.
Sounds
and
great.
So on.
Jessica, thank you so much for your initial performance
thank
here. You did a great job. We'll schedule you to come back in a few months. We'll coordinate it. Sue, good to see you again. Welcome. We'll see you in July, if not before. Jenny, my dear. Gino,
hello.
Good job back there. Justin.
Hey, nice to be back,
thanks.
Finally.
We'll keep up the fight. And Larry, great job keeping us on track. So, good night, everybody. Next week, we've got the Gold Star Wives coming in.
Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good.